Efforts to establish peace in the Democratic Republic of the Congo continue. Yesterday, the country's largest rebel faction declared a unilateral ceasefire in the eastern province of Kivu. Weeks of fighting between the rebels and pro-government militia in the province, which borders Rwanda, Uganda, and Burundi, have forced tens of thousands of people to leave. The ceasefire announcement came on the eve of peace talks in Burundi. NPR's Jason Bobian is in Goma. How significant is this announcement of a ceasefire?
Well, it's significant because RCD Goma is the most powerful rebel group in eastern Congo. RCD Goma essentially broke off a large section of what used to be Zaire and is controlling it as an independent state. But RCD Goma is just one of more than 10 heavily armed militias that are operating in this area. So at the same time that they're calling for a ceasefire, there were reports of fighting yesterday between both RCD Goma troops and RCD ML, as well as some government-backed troops and some other splinter groups of Maimai that are operating in the region. In addition, RCD Goma has no control over Bunia, further to the north, where the French-led UN peacekeeping force is attempting to stop the fighting there. Nor does RCD Goma have control of much of the rest of the region. So it's a step in the right direction, but a lot more people need to get on board before the fighting here is finally going to stop.
Well, fighting in Congo's been going on for years.
Yeah, that's right. And this current fighting started in 1998, after Laurent Kabila's rebel forces dislodged Mobutu Sese Seko from power. Other rebels, backed by Rwanda and Uganda, took up arms against the Kabila government, and they've been trying to break away from the rest of Congo. And at the height of the fighting here, six of Congo's neighbors also got involved. They had various troops on the ground supporting either the government of Kabila or rebel factions. A peace deal was hammered out in Sun City, South Africa in December, and all the major rebel groups have agreed to a transitional government as part of that Sun City deal. The foreign armies were supposed to pull out. Most of them have. But at the moment, the sticking point is who's going to get to control the army. And this is a country where power has been held by force for years, and no one wants to let their rival get control of a new national army.
What's being done to help those who have been displaced by all this fighting?
Well, the World Food Program just launched a program to try to feed an estimated 500,000 people, and that 500,000 have been displaced just in recent weeks by the fighting. So this is on top of another 1.5 million people who are already getting food from the World Food Program. I headed out yesterday to towns on the western side of Lake Kivu, where there's been a lot of fighting between RCD Goma, RCD ML, and local Maimai militias. And despite this being a very fertile country, the trees are thick with avocados, the bananas are all in season, many children are starving here. People have been driven off their land, and without access to land here, you don't have access to food. So in small health clinics out in the area, I was seeing emaciated babies with bulging eyes and their hair falling out. And for the most part, this is all as a result of the incessant fighting here.
NPR's Jason Bobian in Goma, Congo.